This morning we have a guest joining us to talk about Healthy Casts. They kind of have monthly meetings to talk a little bit about some of the activities that are going on and some of the issues that are important to folks here in the area. Grace McAfee is the person in charge of all of that stuff. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate We're excited.
It. Yeah, Community Wellness Coordinator, and to talk a little bit about the session coming up this Monday, June 8th at noon at the Cass County Community Center. Now, this one is entitled, How Do We Redefine Senior Centers in Rural Iowa? Now, before we get into that topic, I just kind of want to ask you, because you've been doing these monthly sessions for a while, how have they been going overall?
Good, good. The favorite part about my job is the Healthy Cass County meetings. Not necessarily, the meetings are fantastic, but the after the meetings is always my favorite part because I get to see partners and organizations and businesses that come up to each other and didn't realize that the programs that they had going on, or they just make those connections with each other and start to work together. So that's the best part about Healthy Cass County is that collaboration.
Are you getting the type of feedback you hoped for?
Yeah, absolutely. And that people constantly aren't afraid to give feedback about the Healthy Cass County meetings and what they'd like to see discussed. So I put out the calendar for the monthly meetings and the topics that we're going to talk about a year in advance. And I already have a list going of topics that people want to see. So I'm glad that they want that conversation to keep going.
Are you seeing a lot of repeat customers every
month?
Yeah.
And a lot of the same businesses, organizations. And then because we have new topics each month, I always have newcomers. And the best part is just those kind of random community members that come to our meetings that just saw the topic on the news media and found it really interesting. So that's really cool to see, too.
Very good. Well, it would be disappointing if you had these meetings to get input and then nobody showed up.
Right.
I guess the assumption is everything's fine. No problems to work on. Everything's great.
And right, right.
We know that's not the case.
Yeah, we're seeing about 30 to sometimes 40 at these meetings, so pretty exciting.
And there's always room for more, though, too.
Absolutely. I will pull up more chairs.
How do these meetings play out? Is it a presentation first and then open discussion? Do you break up into groups? How do you structure these?
Good question. So every meeting is different. So if we're looking for that more collaborative effort during the meetings, we will break off into groups. And we talked about food security. We broke off into different communities. We broke off into different areas of need. And then sometimes when we have a new program, we'll do a presentation and then time for discussion and panel questions. And then this meeting is more going to be about kind of seeing what we have in our community and kind of breaking off into communities and then also just some collaboration work.
It seems like 20, 30 years ago, we saw quite a bit of activity around the region and what have you with regard to developing specific senior center locations, meeting places for activities and things. But some of those have kind of gone by the wayside over time, and there's still a need for those types of places?
Absolutely. So the research shows that when people are connected with each other, they're able to age better. They're able to age in their own homes better just with that connective aspect. So we are still in need of those services. But from what I understand, and this is not Bible, but when we had our senior center, it was hard for them to keep the lights on because not very many people were coming. And so that's kind of when we saw that breakout of different areas where people could come and connect.
Grace, what role do some of the senior community living centers play in something like this?
Absolutely. So since we don't have a technical senior center, we have places all around the community that allow for that connection. And for example, our libraries, every single library in the county has some type of senior connection group, whether that's a knitting group or just a coffee and conversation, or there's some groups that provide a program each month. As well as every single community in our county also has a gathering for seniors. Where people can come together for programs, they can come play cards, and that's put on together by a group of ladies that get money from the county and help distribute those programs. We also have things like the gathering, where you can come and just enjoy a free meal. So there's several different areas in their county that allow for that connection. It's just they're not exactly called a senior center, but they do provide those services.
Right. Well, and there's a word in here that struck me too, because the title of this is How Do We Redefine Senior Centers in Rural Iowa? It doesn't say how do we build them, how do we structure them. It's how do we redefine? So are we looking at them differently than we did, say, 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah. It's not just your brick and mortar building anymore. It's more about like meeting people where they are already. For example, we have a group in Anita that they come and they work out at the Wellness Center, and then they sit and have coffee for about an hour and a half and just talk to each other. So we've kind of see that as more valuable than having that brick and mortar building, because they can address many different interests, especially your libraries or even the group that meets for coffee on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at Hy-Vee. Mm-hmm. So those are all different areas of making that connection with each other. It's just getting people aware to know that these things are happening.
Yeah, whether you live in a big or a small community, I would think that these types of opportunities are important. I mean, say, for example, you live in Des Moines.
Right.
Well, you can retire in Des Moines and disappear.
Right, absolutely.
It's easy to disappear.
Yes.
I mean, you can go to the grocery store for months and months and months and never see anybody you know.
Right.
You can't do that in some of the small towns that we live in. I can't get through the grocery store. Everybody, we talk. You know,
yes.
It's what we do. So, you know, it's we have social opportunities, but that's just not enough.
Right, right. And so that's why we have a bunch of different partners invited. We have Senior Life Solutions that's going to come. Connections Area of Agents Aging. They do work here in Cass County, but I feel like a lot of people don't know about them and the service that they provide. So we're excited for them to come and explain what they can do for our seniors here in Cass County, and just also provide that strong connection with those groups.
Yeah, because again, what we thought we needed before may not necessarily be what we need now. And it's a collaborative effort.
Right.
The organizations and businesses that you want to have input on that too, because they're an important part of that. This isn't just a project of a small group of people.
Right, right. And all of this conversation came out of our community health needs assessment when we did those surveys. We had a section that asked, what did we not cover in our surveys? And in the comment section, we had, what about a senior center? What about a senior center? And as people were filling that out and I was talking to them, and I was explaining, hey, did you hear about VIP at the Atlantic Library? Or have you heard about all these different organizations that provide that kind of senior center idea? And they said, no, I didn't know about that. So I really think it's that power of knowledge and getting that information out there.
Kind of like what you talked about earlier, too. If all we need is a senior center, okay, well, we can get that done. We can probably find a location and reconstruct the inside to make it work for us. But okay, now you have a building.
Yep.
Now what?
Right.
I mean,
right.
So what are you doing there? I mean,
yes.
Do we have programs? Do we have the? It's much more than that. It's
right.
Way more than that. So we need to have those conversations and things too. There's no sense in going after a project that in the end nobody will use because it doesn't meet anybody's needs.
I can always find grants, but I want to make sure that we're filling the needs of our community.
Yeah. It's important to get feedback from everyone for this. Now, I could see this being a huge meeting.
I'm hoping so.
Because there are a lot of people that would have a stake in something like this.
Yes, absolutely.
Or should have a stake.
Yeah. My goal was to invite different restaurants and places that people connect, and just those oddball places that have seniors gather that we wouldn't think about. And hopefully we can get some messaging out there to the community of, look, here's where you can go to meet someone, to talk to someone. So. Okay.
Well, and this isn't just like an Atlantic issue.
No.
this is Healthy Cass. So it's a countywide issue. And it's, again, it's, since it's not so much about just building a facility somewhere or renting a place somewhere, you need folks from all corners to talk about their specific needs.
Right, absolutely. Because every need is different. We see Atlantic has probably 6 or 7 places that have presentations or different group games or something along those lines. But you look at Cumberland and they only have, you know, their library. I mean, that's their main place that seniors can gather. So every town is different.
But this conversation could help places like the libraries to think about more about what folks are looking for.
Right, absolutely. And our libraries get together, and I think it's so cool. They get together once a month and just kind of discuss the programming that they have, and they learn from each other. I mean, Messina might have had a good program for they did a potluck last month. Well, then Atlanta can steal that idea. So it's best to steal ideas from other towns too.
We always joked about it. There are no new ideas.
Right.
Just old ones that we've recycled with some great new thoughts.
Yes.
So, and this is what this is all about, is to get together and share some of those thoughts then too. So if folks come out for this gathering on Monday, June 8th at noon at the Cass County Community Center here on the fairgrounds in Atlantic, what do they bring with them?
Bring your great ideas. Bring your openness to discussion and openness to collaboration. Go ahead and bring your lunch if that's your lunch hour. But we're just excited to have everyone, and that conversation is the main piece that we're looking for.
Do you try to wrap this all into an hour time frame?
We try. We are very strict on our time, and then we have another meeting right after at 1:30, but I allow people for that collaboration time.
Okay, very good. So bring those ideas and thoughts. And again, the topic for this particular gathering is how do we redefine senior centers in rural Iowa? And every word in that sentence kind of seems to identify us, doesn't
yes.
it? Very good. All right. Grace McAfee with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.